First on our agenda, commission remarks.
I was advised with the snow plan on Wednesday, we may set a backup plan, like if the courthouse were to close, the budget hearing would then be on such and such date. So I didn't know if you guys wanted to do that while media and everybody can listen, as far as if we had to close, and again, only if we had to close, then it automatically go to this date. Is that something you guys want to discuss, or?
I think we could do that under emergency.
Well, I was advised we could do it during commission remarks, because that would be the only time we could do it without doing an emergency.
I'm assuming you was advised by our attorney on that.
Yes, I spoke with Mr. Elliott this morning.
Okay.
So if you guys think that that's...
We could go to the original date. The snow is supposed to be out by Wednesday, and so the road and bridge have all roads clear and everything.
Do we want to look at Friday, or do we want to look at the next Monday, the 30th?
Can I ask, road and bridge, is there being discussed on the long range? Does it show anything on the Monday?
Next Monday?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Because when I looked before, it did show like the weekend, so they moved it up till now. So I think Monday would be fine.
Monday the 30th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As an alternate.
As an alternate, correct. Are you good with that, Commissioner Williams?
I am fine with that. It looks like the temperatures will be well above freezing by then. So.
Well, we have an alternate date of January 30th, 2023 set in place.
And that's, again, that's only if we close the courthouse Wednesday morning.
Correct. Any other commission remarks?
Typically, I'm co-owner in a business that once a month there's a check that comes through. For 50 years, we've dealt with Taney County, and once a year a check would come through accounts payable. And when I took office in this position, I had checked with attorneys how to handle that. They said the best thing was to abstain and leave the – and then – another one said to leave the room so that your presence would not influence anyone else there. Due to the circumstances of it being having been in business, and I have nothing to do with any of the purchases, I'm going to, and sometimes I have to run to get out of the room in time before the motion starts. I will stay in the room, but I will abstain.
Any other remarks? Hearing none, we'll move forward. Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve check number 470423 through 470428. 470430 through 470455. Warrants 8060 through 8062. 3, journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 470429.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Take silence as an abstention. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 17th, 2023, and executive session minutes for January 17th, 2023.
Second with comment.
Second with comment.
On the executive, I would go for corrections. Where it says down at the bottom of the county commission, me in the commission, it should be Matt
Yep.
And up above where it talks about legal counsel, the name, you've got Matt Trelke, legal counsel. It should be Kate Trelke Harris, legal counsel.
Okay.
I'll amend my motion to say with corrections.
Okay.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of agreement for auto body repair service, secondary and tertiary, number 23-006RB, Road and Bridge.
Move to approve the agreement for auto body repair services by and between Kibitz Body Shop and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve agreement for auto body repair services by and between Harlan Belt Camp, doing business as Southside Body Shop, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of agreement for 2023 three-quarter ton crew cab 4x4 pickup trucks, six or more, number 23-002RB, Road and Bridge. This will be between Taney County and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet of West Plains. Have a letter from our attorney that approves of the agreement as to form.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for 2023 three-quarter ton crew cab 4x4 pickup trucks for six or more by and between Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC LLC and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of agreement for AED machines and related equipment. Two or more, number 23-005CM. Once again, I have a letter here to approve the agreement as to form from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. Do we have anyone to speak on behalf of that?
No, I guess it kind of falls under us, does it not?
Yes, it is commission.
You guys have any questions or comments?
I'm just glad to see we're getting those machines in our courthouse.
Move to approve the agreement for AED machines and related equipment for two or more. By and between, is it Marley Leasing LLC or Marley? Marelly Leasing LLC, DBA, Marley AEDs and Safety, and Taney County.
Second.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have an approval for an amendment, number one, to agreement between Pictometry International Corps and Taney County, number 23-004CM Commission.
So essentially this is just combining those two, the initial payment with the signing payment with the additional shipment of imagery?
Correct,
so
yes.
It's the same.
Yeah, and we have a letter again from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, that is reviewed and approves of the amendment as the form.
Any comments, questions?
It includes additional maps and so forth, and the IT department has reviewed it and agrees with it.
Move to approve the first amendment to the agreement by and between Pictometry International Corp. in Taney County dated September
23rd, 2022. Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is approval of engagement letter for auditing service for 2023, number 23-003A, auditor. David, do you have anything on this? Okay.
Move to approve the engagement letter for auditing services from KPM CPAs and Advisors, file number 23003A.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next thing on our agenda is approval of a letter of support for the 2023 Master Gardeners Grant. I have a letter here. There says the local Master Gardener Group is applying for a 2023 grant from the parent Master Gardener Group for the improvement of the properties at 122 Falcons Avenue, Forsyth, Missouri.
Do we want to approve the letter as is to for us to put a copy of a letter of permission from the authority? Do we want that?
Did you catch that, Commissioner Williams?
I did not. She said, do we want to approve the letter as is or what?
There was a middle section in there that I...
It asked if the property is owned, the Taney County does own the property, so if they do, it wants a letter of permission from the authority. So we would need to direct that letter to be written if we leave it, if we sign it as is.
In the past, that section has been in there.
Has been?
In 2017, it did.
Okay.
In the previous one. So we just need to... With this, we need to attach a copy of a letter of permission from the appropriate authority, which would be us.
Correct. Yeah.
We just need to be sure if we sign that, that we do attach that letter.
Move to approve the here's a question. This is a letter of recommendation as much as or a letter of support. This is a letter of permission.
You're thinking this letter is the letter it's referring to? But it says if this location is publicly owned, and so then you answer that first.
This is for authorization to allow them to provide landscaping materials. This isn't a letter of support. This isn't our typical letter of support.
No.
Mm-mm. Our typical letter of support is, hey, we want them to get this grant.
Okay, so...
I think it's a combination because it says one question on the application.
I feel like this is the
letter of permission rather than letter of support.
Yes.
Because it is agendized as a letter of support. And I do see on the top of the letterhead, it does say letter of permission in the top left corner.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Did they, Master Gardeners, did they type this in? Send it to us.
I would assume, but I don't know. It essentially matches what was sent in 2017, but I don't know how that was agendized. It says this local Master Gardener Group is applying for...